When I talk to Afghan women now, there's obviously a wide array of feelings and reactions to the US leaving and what the last 20 years has meant for them. Some said, you know, I could provide for my family and I got an education and I felt empowered. Other women say we paid a heavy price. It meant war. It meant drone strikes, and there's been two different narratives. You have life in Kabul and then you have life everywhere else. I'm Charlotte Ballas and I've been reporting for Al Jazeera from Afghanistan for a number of years, and between us, the story is much more nuanced than most of us realise. The Taliban managed to take control in about 1996. Gradually over time, they became very restrictive, very conservative, and for women that had severe consequences. That meant burqas, that meant staying in their homes, that meant not getting an education and not working. The Taliban had quite a severe interpretation of how the justice system should be run, the type of punishments that should be handed out. And for the rest of the world looking in, it was brutal and medieval. Justice and order in the 90s was through fear. Initially, when the US started planning to move into Afghanistan, it was about Al-Qaeda, it was about Osama bin Laden, it was about we need justice for 9/11. But then it slowly transitioned into this kind of nation-building rhetoric.
Good morning, I'm Laura Bush, and I'm delivering this week's radio address to kick off a worldwide effort focus on the brutality against women and children by the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and the regime it supports in Afghanistan, the Taliban.
So as part of this nation-building rhetoric, they even got Laura Bush, President Bush's wife, to come up and appeal directly to Afghan women as they're trying to transition away from the Taliban and say, look, this is what's on offer. This is what your lives could look like going forward.
Have a wonderful holiday. And thank you for listening.
Some people, especially in rural areas, were starting to see it as more of an occupation rather than a mission of bringing freedom and stability to the country. And the Taliban seized on that. So then we saw a huge kind of boost in troop numbers under the Obama administration. The conflict was back and a lot of people were being killed. Drone strikes started. The Afghans became very jaded with foreign forces, and it really helped the Taliban's cause. I went to one lawyer jirga once, which is a kind of a big gathering of senior Afghan leaders, and President Ghani was there. And man after man got up to the podium and spoke. The audience of hundreds of people had been quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And then one woman got up to speak. All of a sudden, the men started talking, chattering amongst themselves, not paying her attention, not respecting her. And I thought, this problem of gender equality is much more ingrained than we realise culturally. And the fight that women have on their hands to be respected is incredible. No one could have predicted that it played out like it did, with the Taliban taking control of the government and the whole country so quickly. Even they told me that they were shocked. People were watching, essentially seeing the Taliban closing in, and there were a lot of conversations around people going to buy burqas, not sure what to expect because they remembered the Taliban of the 90s and were bracing for that. In the Taliban's first press conference, I asked them myself, what are you going to do to protect women and girls' rights? What assurances can you give to women and girls that their rights will be protected? And they said that they will be protected and have the same rights under Sharia law. But even now we see that boys are going to high school and girls are not going to high school. And for many girls, that is demoralizing and frustrating. And their parents tell me that they're sitting at home crying, saying, Daddy, when can I go back to school? I don't want to sit here anymore. But others, they said, Charlotte, I don't care. As long as I can put food on the table and there's no war, I don't care if there's a woman's minister. I don't care if we're represented. I don't care if it's the Taliban or some other group in power. I just want those two things. I want my children to be safe and I don't want them to go hungry. A lot of them are really scared at the moment and they just want to keep a low profile. But they are worried about being able to function on a basic level in this new Afghanistan.